get romantic here. All right. Katie, kick it off.
Oshkosh, Walmart.
Oh.
I seen you at Walmart and Oshkosh more than once, but I seen you again today, Monday the 14th at 10:30 a.m. You are about 5'3", dark hair piercings. I am 5'5", short brown hair, glasses, and I drive a green Jetta. You drive a black Lincoln. I like the way you smile at me. Let's get together. Send me an email and get this started if you like.
Yeah.
A dream turned nightmare.
Uh-oh.
Oshkosh. I've had this same dream every night for over 3 weeks. It's a bright, sunny Saturday morning, and I wake up next to you in my bed. You're wearing that old green t-shirt and give me a squinting smile as you awake. I kiss you on the nose and say, good morning. And then I get up to make breakfast. The sounds, the smells, everything seems so real. But when I walk back into my bedroom, it is empty. And then I awake. I wish things could have been different. I wish they could have been easier.
Yes.
I know you needed to do what you had to do, but you could have given me some hope instead of nothing.
Yeah.
Doubt is what fills my mind today, as hope is fading every day.
I think I know why. Okay.
Sounds lovely, though. Like a nice breakfast and a smell, maybe Eggs Benedict.
Yeah.
We met tonight at a conference in Waukesha. Then our respective parties, no pun intended, crossed paths at a hotel restaurant in Madison. Fundamental ideology aside, I find you fascinating. You are quiet mostly, but when you speak, you do so with a confidence that commands the room. You are Hispanic. You look like you are in your mid-late 20s, but I'm told you are in your mid-30s. Wow. 5'7"-ish. Slightly heavier, but you carry it well. Very handsome with great hair. LOL. You are from Fond du Lac, but frequent Madison. Is it true you are a student? I doubt you will ever see this. I only hope you are someone who knows you does. Please put the name of the hotel we had dinner at in the subject line. I just have to get to know the real you.
Wow.
So I hear the novelty's worn off.
Gotta say, told you so. Sucks when the person you love is more interested in beer and social life, doesn't it? I love women who are smart, but too stupid to know that they've been played. Two of my wives now went for the guy who said, I would never treat you like that.
LOL. You know my number. Swallow your pride and call me.
Yeah.
I'm still in love with you.
Looking for wife number three.
After just tearing her down, I'm sure she'll give you a dial up.
Absolutely. Hey, sucks to be you, but call me. I am still in love with you.
The lies are apropos. You started with lies, you lied throughout. You might as well end it with lies as well. It suits you.
Boosh.
Apropos. I believe you meant apropos.
Misconnection Wednesday on IXX, brought to you by Optivision.
Menards and Marinette.
Here we go.
To the blonde and the black yoga pants and Marinette Menards today 4/12. Damn, you're looking good.
Bow chicka wow wow.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh.
You're looking good.
Missing you. The time since we talked has been empty. The void created without your presence has been gaping. The circumstances were created by pride, anger, defensiveness. Defensiveness. I sound like a miscarriage.
Yeah, this is this. This is this.
Both of us were at fault, but I was guilty the last time. No, it doesn't keep me up at night, but it's there. I doubt we'll ever speak again, but no, I'm still your friend. I wish you well. Doesn't keep him up at night.
Fleet Farm service desk girl. I came into the store today to buy a few things for my boat. I bought some motor oil, and it had a rebate, and I had no idea where the rebates were located.
They're hard to find.
So I made my way to the service desk, turned the corner, and there you were.
Bam.
Took my breath away. You are fit and attractive, like me. You have a small nose ring. I'd love the chance to get to know you. If someone who works with her sees this, please let me know. Please put spring in the subject line.
Oh.
You're fit and attractive like me. I'm a little full of myself, but not a lot. Right. I have a boat. Did I mention I have a boat?
Yes, I've got a boat.
And I'm fit and attractive. Just like you.
Hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
We ride the same bus downtown. We are so different. You are tall, thin woman. I am short, plump man. You have long hair. I am bald. You are 53. I am 35. You are black. I am white. I think I was always a little racist until I met you, that is. I have this fantasy where we are on the bus and I sit next to you, my heart racing. You tell me I have pretty eyes, nice ears. I tell you, I think you have good breath and good-looking kneecaps. We flirt back and forth for 4 to 5.5 minutes.
It's guaranteed to get some right there.
In my fantasy, you own one of those lunch wagons and you wear a hairnet. You make an awesome chicken taco and you let me come into your lunch truck. We get all hot and worked up in that steamed up lunch truck. You, so hot, stripped down, only wearing one of those black bras, yoga pants, and your hairnet. I think hairnets are the sexiest garments I can think of, other than maybe glasses with those string thingies. I just want to tear off that hairnet and, well, let's just say I leave your lunch truck with more than a chicken taco and a hairnet for a memento.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Awesome.
All right.
Bonita chiquita. You work at Taco Bell, and you make my food, and you're like an artist. Kind of like in that movie where Demi Moore was Molly, and her husband was Sam, and Sam was the ghost guy. I can't think of the name of it, but I always fantasize that you're Molly, I'm the ghost guy, Sam, and we make pottery stuff on that wheel thing together. And I think the movie is from after she had her boob job, but those things cost like $3,000 each. I once offered to buy a girl one, but she wanted them both, and I couldn't afford two at one time. That's when I was working at Home Depot. I was kind of the lumber guy there, but was making only so-so money and couldn't afford luxuries like jet skis or boobs. Then, when I quit that job, I was bartending and working construction during the day, but about a year ago, got some metal in my eye, so I went to the doctor, got it out, then I went to Los Bandidos. I like Mexican food. It reminds me of you. Put what special thing you do to my gordito in the subject line so I know it's you.
I want to know what she does to the gordito.
Me too.
Wow. All right. On that note, that'll wrap up another edition of Misconnection Wednesday on IXX, brought to you by Op Division. We're Lacey.